भगवद गीता 5.23 शक्नोति हैव यः सोढुं प्राक् शरीर विमोक्षणात् काम क्रोधोद्भवं वेगं संयुक्तः स सुखी नरः. सो हियर कृष्णा इज स्पीकिंग शक्नोति. इफ इट इज पॉसिबल फॉर यू शक्नोति हैव यः इन दिस वर्ल्ड सोढुं टू टॉलरेट. इफ यू कैन टॉलरेट प्राक् शरीर विमोक्षणात् टिल द पॉइंट ऑफ डेथ. प्राक् शरीर विमोक्षणात् टिल द पॉइंट ऑफ डेथ व्हाट डू यू हैव टू टॉलरेट? काम क्रोधोद्भवं वेगम. द वेग द एजिटेशन द अर्ज रादर. वेग मीन्स अर्ज. द फॉर ऑफ काम और क्रोध of the desire for sense enjoyment or the irritation, the frustration that comes when the desire for sense enjoyment is not fulfilled. If you can tolerate this, Krishna is telling, kama krodhod bhavam vegam, one who can tolerate, what happens? Sayuktaha, such a person is well situated. Is situated in yoga. The word yuktaha is a variant of the word yoga. Sayuktaha. And further Krishna says, Sasukhi Naraha. And such a person will be happy. So, this verse continues the thread of thought that has been going on from the past several verses. Especially in the previous verse, Krishna has said that the wise people, Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukkha yonaya evate आद्यन्तवन्तः कौन्तेय न तेषु रमते बुधः. द वाइज पीपल बुधः न तेषु रमते. नॉट डू नॉट डिलाइट इन संस्पर्शजा भोगा इन बॉडीली प्लेजर इन द प्लेजर दैट कम्स फ्रॉम द कॉन्टैक्ट ऑफ द सेंसेस एंड सेंस ऑब्जेक्ट्स. व्हाई? बिकॉज दुःखयोनय एव ते. दे नो दैट इट एंड्स इन मिजरी एंड इट्स टेम्पररी. आद्यन्तवन्तः कौन्तेय. So now, on hearing this, a natural question comes up. Okay, even if I know that sense pleasure is temporary, that ends in misery, but still, sensual desires don't go away. They still stay. So what do I do about that? Knowing the right thing doesn't immediately remove the wrong desire, or knowing that something is undesirable does not make it seem undesirable. So, I don't feel that it is undesirable even if I know that it is undesirable. So, that means one is knowing intellectually, the other is feeling at an emotional level. So, the desire still comes and I feel like enjoying. So, what do? Krishna says, tolerate. Shaknoti hai vaya sodhum. If it is possible, O Arjuna, for you to tolerate it. Shaknoti. If it is possible. Now, normally, if it is possible for you, this might seem like, okay, if it is not possible, don't do it. It's not exactly in that sense that Arjuna Krishna is using it. Normally, when a Kshatriya is told, if it is possible for you to do it, that actually triggers Kshatriya's valorous spirit. Yes. What is it not possible for me? I'll do it. Sodhum. Now, Kshatriyas are meant to be aggressive. They're trained to fight. And one expression or one way of fighting is by being aggressive. Charging against the enemy and destroying the enemy or setting the enemy to flight. But another aspect of courage also is endurance. Sometimes Kshatriyas may also have to fight a war of attrition. War of attrition means that neither a party attacks the other party, but both try by various maneuvers and strategies to tire out the other party. So at that time it becomes a test of endurance. Whoever can endure longer, will emerge the winner. So that endurance is something similar to tolerance. So Krishna is saying here, Shaknoti Hai Vaya Sodhum. So in the war against karma, in the war against lust and other desires, you cannot put them to flight permanently. Now even if we tell lust go away, lust is not going to go away. It will stay there. And after some time it will come back. So the battle against lust is a battle, the war against lust is a war of attrition. We can't drive away lust, we have to wear away lust. Wear out lust. Wear out means what? Gradually, again and again, when we show, we are not going to indulge in it. We are not going to give in it. Then, our refusal to indulge makes it weaker and weaker. Till ultimately, it gets so worn out that it disappears. That is long, long away for most of us. Because right now, lust so strongly attacks us and quite often dominates us also. But here it is stated that if you can tolerate, sodhum. So Arjuna, so Krishna is triggering. If it is possible, you can tolerate it. Now, the point is that how long we have to tolerate? That is the whole point of the war of attrition. That one has to wait for a long, long time. Just one has to, basically, one's patience has to outlive the enemy's patience. That is the war of attrition. So, prak sharir vimokshanat. Prak sharir. Till the point when vimokshanat. When you are ready to give up the body. Means till the point of death you have to tolerate this. You know, a war of attrition is often fought when the two enemies are in a face-off but neither can advance. So, for example, in the First World War, trench warfare was used, wherein both armies would dig trenches and the soldiers would be in the trenches. And if either came out of the trench and tried to advance, the other army soldiers from the security of the trench would shoot down those who were trying to advance. And especially in the war between France and Germany and some other situations also, the trench warfare went on for years and the soldiers just had to stay in the trenches practically. So the point is that in such a war, whoever gets exhausted, that person will eventually lose out. Because how long can I stay in this trench? I'll come out. I'll try to attack. And as soon as the person comes out, gets shot down. So like that, in the trench war, we are in a war in which, although we can attack lust, we cannot eradicate lust very quickly. So we have to wear it out. And we may expect that lust will be there till the moment of death. Krishna is preparing us, preparing Arjuna, for the long haul by saying that this tolerance will have to continue till the moment of death. Prak sharir vimokshanat. Till the moment of death, what do you do? Kama krodhod bhavam vegam. So the urge that is born of lust, and when lust is frustrated, then there is, it transmogrifies. Transmogrify means to become transformed into a ghastly form. Into a more horrible form. So, kama krodhod bhavam vegam. So, the urge of the force of lust or the force of the urge or force, whatever you want to say, of lust and the urge of anger. Both of them, if you can tolerate till the moment of death, then sayuktaha sasukhi naraha. Such a person will be yuktaha, will be engaged in yoga, on the path to Sukhamakshayam ashnute, to unlimited happiness. Now Krishna has said in 5.21 that so Brahma Yoga Yukta Atma, that person who is engaged in yukta in yoga like that, who is engaged or harmonized in yoga like that, then what happens to such a person? Sukhamakshayam ashnute, will attain unlimited happiness. So Krishna states over here, Sayuktaha. Such a person will be well situated. In fact, he says, Sasukhi Naraha. That person will be happy. And normally, many of us may not consider tolerance to be a state of happiness. Somebody is attacking somebody and I have to endure it. Or the desires are coming and we have to endure it. Without indulgence, there has to be endurance. So we say it's exhausting. How can that make me happy? Actually, just the endurance doesn't make us happy. Although thus the endurance can provide us relief from misery. Because sometimes indulgence can aggravate the misery. Just as if a person has got a scratch and has got a sore or some wound, a rash, and the person keeps scratching, it will make worse. If a person just tolerates, no, I won't scratch, that itself will decrease it. But along with that, if the person applies medicine to cure the rash, then the rash will go away completely. So similarly, so yuktaha, when we say yuktaha, when you practice yoga, then that is not just for some externals, it is for inner transformation. So it connects us with the inner spiritual reality. And because of their connection with the inner spiritual reality, sasukhi naraha. So in this verse, Krishna is stating that if the yogi can tolerate till the end of life the forces of desire and anger, then that person will stay connected, harmonized, and will be happy. So, sukhi naraha. In fact, even in this life, it's not just that we can experience the spiritual happiness in the next life or something like that. Even in this life, the more we turn inwards towards the soul and towards the super soul, the more we turn inwards, the more we find happiness even while we exist in this world. Because inwards, there is Krishna who is present. And he's all attractive. He's the reservoir of all happiness. And by focusing on him, we all can experience lasting happiness. Thank you.